This picture is called Delight Savings Time because I'm one of those guys who actually enjoys the time change. I know it's a bit of a hassle to adjust that during that week or so following daylight savings time, but I like it because I get more hours of daylight in the evening before bed. And this picture was taken the Monday after daylight savings time. So the time change had just happened and I was biking to work the next day and I had my camera with me, my D750 with a 50 millimeter lens. And I saw this sunrise about to happen. I thought, man, this would make a cool photo. And as I often do, I just kept on biking. And then I turned around and realized, no, I'm going to capture this photo. I actually wasn't going for this look. I was going for the fog that was on the ground. And if you go to the blog, you'll see a second photo that I actually took slightly earlier, like 30 seconds earlier. And there's this foggy mist rolling in the background. That was really what I was going for. But in looking at the two photos, the one that's actually posted and then the misty, foggy one, I like the top one a lot better for several reasons. And I talk about this a bit on the blog. In the bottom one, there's no real focal point where you can see what's happening in the photo. There's just too much stuff going on. And as a viewer, you're left kind of confused. What am I supposed to be seeing here? The colors in the bottom one aren't as good, even though it has kind of this nice foggy horizon. The colors don't pop, I guess, which is kind of an overused saying, but they're not as vibrant. And I didn't quite get the effect I was going for. The one thing I do like with the bottom one is if you look closely right at the line where the fog is, just above that, you can see these little drops of dew on these tree branches in the foreground. I thought that was really cool. But to be honest, I just like this top one. I like that it's just it's black, blue, and orange. It's super basic. And if you blue and orange are on opposite sides of the color wheel, so they're very they're contrasty colors, and they when pitted against each other like this, it kind of brings out a little more vibrance to the scene. I like how clear it is. I shot this at f4 and there was no wind. And so if you click on the photo, you can go to Flickr and zoom in if you want to like the high res version, and every little tree branch and blade of, well, there's no grass, but every little thing in the background is all super in focus. And I thought that was awesome. And you can't get that with an iPhone. At the beginning of the blog post, I talk about how the old saying is the best camera is the one that you have with you. And that's true. But to be honest, I don't think I could get a photo like this in the iPhone, certainly not with this level of detail. Maybe I could get the color sky and orange and whatnot, but it wouldn't be this. And when people talk about being better photographers, there's one thing that you can do that's really simple if you want to be a better photographer, which is use your camera. And I know a lot of people who spend a lot of money on cameras and then it just sits on the shelf. And it's too bad because millions of people have these brilliant imaging machines at their disposal that people 20, 30, 100 years ago had no chance of getting anything like this. And yet these amazing DSLRs often sit there unused. And if you want to learn to do photography, you got to take your camera with you. It's not to say that every day you'll get a shot that you like. Maybe some days you'll just get a shot of a shoe or something. But the whole process is one of learning and using and refining over time. This picture here, it's nothing super special. I mean, it's just a weekly 50. It's me learning as a photographer, but I wouldn't have gotten it if I didn't have my DSLR with me. And it's that sort of growth mentality that it can be so useful and beneficial. So that's sort of my charge to you. If you're listening to this, get out that camera and just take it with you. If you've got a commute, throw it in the passenger seat. And if you see something interesting, pull over and take a picture of it. If you get to work and you have a walk like up the sidewalk before work, that's great. Take a picture of some things. If you're walking around in the evening before bed, take pictures of stuff. Just use your camera. And simply by doing that, you'll find yourself learning and growing as a photographer.